the letter to the EPA is going to go out tomorrow. Now, the gentleman from Benton Associates says they're going to talk to the EPA like they still want to do it over the 8-year period. Now, are you still going to try to get financing, though, for the 1 year? You're going to move ahead with that in case they allow that? Or what's, because I don't get
well,
the, I don't.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get financing either through the EPA or we're trying to get it through USDA rural development. Either place you go, if you go through the EPA, we'll have to get grants every other year, and it'll take 8 or 9 years. If we go through USDA, you're looking at probably a 4-year project, but it's whether the people in town can afford it, you know. To me, we're better off to span it out over the 8 or 9 years because then we can gradually increase instead of jumping $4 or $5 every year for the next 4 years. You know, I'm not sure EPA is going to go with it, but that's what we're going to ask for, and that's what, you know, we're hoping they will.
But you're still going to look at the financing. I mean, if you can, I know they were trying to, you're trying to get the pool financing. I mean, if you can get that financing, that would be your advantage, right?
Right. What we're doing now is we're trying to get the most grant money we can possibly get. You know, and if it goes to the federal pool, if we can pick up an extra $300,000 or $500,000 of grant money, you know, that's less of a burden that it puts on the residents of Colchester.